This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil.
More than 276,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, and there are more than 4 million confirmed infections. In the United States, almost 79,000 people have died. There are more than 1.3 million confirmed cases. The decision to shelve detailed advice from the nation's top disease control experts for reopening communities during the coronavirus pandemic came from the highest levels of the White House. That's according to internal government emails and documents obtained by the Associated Press. The files also show that after the AP reported Thursday that the document had been buried, the Trump administration ordered key parts of it to be fast-tracked for approval. The emails show experts at the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention spending weeks working on guidance to help the country deal with the emergency, only to see their work quashed by political appointees with little explanation. The coronavirus crisis has sent U.S. unemployment surging to 14.7%, a level last seen when the country was in the throes of the Depression and President Franklin D. Roosevelt was assuring Americans that the only thing to fear was fear itself. The Labor Department says 20.5 million jobs vanished in April, the worst monthly loss on record triggered by coast-to-coast shutdowns. The breathtakingly swift losses are certain to intensify the push-pull across the U.S. over how and when to ease stay-at-home restrictions and social distancing rules. President Trump says he is in no rush to negotiate another financial rescue bill. His comments come even as the government's reporting that more than 20 million Americans lost their jobs. Trump's top economic advisor says the White House wants to let the last round of recovery funding kick in before committing to hundreds of billions or more in additional spending. This is VOA News. Vice President Mike Pence's press secretary has the coronavirus. That makes her the second person who works at the White House complex known to test positive for the virus this week, which is leading the Trump administration to step up safety protocols. Pence's spokeswoman, Katie Miller, tested positive Friday. She had been in recent contact with Pence, but not with President Trump. She's married to Stephen Miller, a top advisor to Mr. Trump. The White House had no immediate comment on whether Stephen Miller has been tested or is still working out of the White House. The director general of the World Health Organization Friday marked the 40th anniversary of the eradication of smallpox, saying the global battle against the devastating disease was a reminder of what's possible when nations come together to fight a common health threat. Speaking in Geneva, Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said the decisive factor in humanity's victory over smallpox was global solidarity. That same solidarity built on national unity is needed now more than ever. To defeat COVID-19, Tedros concluded that, like smallpox, a virus was an opportunity to not only fight a single disease, but to change the trajectory of global health and build a healthier, safer, and fairer world for everyone. Tens of thousands of crew members are stuck aboard dozens of cruise ships around the world weeks after passengers were allowed to disembark amid the coronavirus pandemic. Some of the ships, including 20 in U.S. waters, have been infections and deaths among the crew, but most ships have had no confirmed cases. Even so, crew members have not been allowed to disembark because of rules put in place by countries and local governments trying to prevent more virus cases in their territories. South Korea has reported 18 new cases of the new coronavirus within a day, including 12 in the capital of Seoul. Health workers are scrambling to trace contacts after detecting a slew of transmissions linked to clubgoers. While the South Korea's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention did not immediately release specific details, most of the new cases were likely linked to nightclubs in Seoul's leisure district, which was brought to a sudden standstill Friday night following reports of transmissions. The Justice Department says the White House did not know it was planning to drop its case against former Trump National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, but it couldn't have been a huge surprise. The action merely underscored the extent to which Attorney General William Barr and President Donald Trump have been in sync in their views on the federal Trump-Russia investigation without necessarily needing to communicate about it. That's the probe into contacts with Russia by the 2016 Trump political campaign. Find more at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.